Blog Talk Radio.
Green Your World. I don't see this. Yeah.
published April 28, 2014, Fox News. And they show a skyline of downtown Los Angeles through a layer of smog, as you can see it from a distance from a rooftop in Hollywood. It's pretty bad. Pollution quite literally stinks, and ominous images from around the world show it is a problem that spans from China, India, Paris to California, and New York, and everywhere in between. Whether from vehicle emissions, coal plants, agricultural operations, forest fires, or other resources, pollutants take a toll on the earth, of course, but also on its inhabitants. Recent studies have linked pollution exposure to asthma, autism, heart disease, cancer, schizophrenia, migraines, and more. In an effort to address such health problems, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced back in March new fuel and automobile standards that will cut gasoline sulfur levels by more than 60% and reduce tailpipe and evaporative emissions from cars and trucks. It's only when I start this show, and then I wasn't prepared with my water. Please forgive me. If I wouldn't light up those emissions, I'm sure I'd be fine. Okay. To reduce tailpipe and evaporative emissions from cars and trucks, the EPA hopes these moves... I'm going to go back a little bit. Sorry about that. In an effort to address such health problems, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced back in March new fuel and automobile standards that will cut gasoline sulfur levels by more than 60%, reduce tailpipe and evaporative emissions from cars and trucks. The EPA hopes these moves will... Oh my gosh, I'm terrible. The EPA hopes these moves will prevent up to 2,000 premature deaths a year, 50,000 cases of respiratory ailments in children. Oh my God. But will it be enough? Unfortunately for many people, the damage has already been done. And legislating cleaner air takes time. The EPA's new rules won't be phased until between 2017 and 2025, though petroleum industry groups have warned this timetable is unrealistic. Unlike eating unhealthy foods or not exercising enough, breathing air cannot be avoided. Limiting your exposure to pollution is tricky, but possible, and though results might be intangible, it's hard to know exactly why you didn't contract a particular illness. It's safe to say that avoiding toxic air probably has no downside. The American Lung Association suggests checking air quality levels and forecasts in your area through local news sources or the EPA's website. The ALA also notes the importance of limiting energy use in your own home, which will decrease your carbon footprint, curb greenhouse gas emissions, and save you money too. Breathing in polluted air is bad enough when you're simply standing outside or taking a leisurely walk, but it's worse if you're playing a sport or participating in another similar strenuous activity. According to the Mayo Clinic, we inhale more air during exercise and more deeply into our lungs. We also tend to breathe through our mouths during exercise, allowing polluted air to bypass the nasal passages, which normally help filter airborne pollution particles. For most people, the potential benefits of exercise outweigh the risks of pollution-related health problems. Avoid open-air workouts during peak pollution times, usually in the afternoon, and steer clear of heavily trafficked routes and urban environments. Exercise indoors if you're especially concerned. Make sure the air inside is not riddled with contaminants from poorly maintained air conditioning systems or toxic cleaning products. As the EPA tries to purify the air in this country, a noble if not impractical goal, it's a good time for us all to consider not only how to protect ourselves from pollution, but how we contribute to it, because we all do. Minutes left for me to talk. What do I have to say about is pollution the real cause of what is killing us? Well, I figure she didn't continue the list. And I'm going to try to remember without going back because I already X'd out of the article. I don't know why. Okay. Migraines, schizophrenia, autism, heart disease, asthma, emphysema. I'm missing another one in there. Let's add a few more. Bad blood. Yeah, dirty blood from pollution. And what you put in your body, but especially pollution, I believe. Headaches, nausea, vomiting, arthritis, body aches, chronic pain. All breathing problems. How about that? I've tried to discuss that with my husband. He has a couple older cars, and I'm like, John, it's time to get those straightened out. We can't keep going on as we're going, and if the EPA keeps creating rules, the rules needed to start so much longer ago to actually curb the problems that we have had occurring with pollution, and then the doctors blame us for being sick, or what is our problem, and what if it really was just poor air? Poor air seeps into poor water. Poor water seeps into our bodies. We drink the water. We drink the bad air, pretty much. So we're drinking the air in. We're drinking the waters in that are polluted by the air or toxic slug being dumped into waterways. And then the dirt is polluted. I would be surprised if any of us made it out alive without just being polluted to death. I know that sounds extreme. That's why I rated it R. I mean, we can go on the best that we possibly can and try to buy organic this and organic that and purify our water. And can you purify the air that you breathe every day all around you? Indoors, yes, you can. So you want to live in an artificial environment for the rest of your life? I don't. I would love to see the air get cleaned up. And one way is to stop these certain burning coal factories and things like that that are still in existence. Plug in all of those workers into a more environmentally conscious way of producing energy. And voila, you're placing those workers into another industry that's more healthier, and they won't die of asthma one day. Or black lung. I cannot fill a whole show with my ramblings, with my ramblings. What can I come up with next, my friend? Farmer's Almanac. Got one right here in front of me. And oh, what could I share about the almanac? Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. The next total eclipse of the moon is September 27th to the 28th. This eclipse favors the western half of North America, the Hawaiian Islands, Eastern Asia, Indonesia, New Zealand, the eastern half of Australia. Across Central and Eastern North America, the moon will set while still completely immersed in the Earth's shadow. The moon will pass to the north of the center of the shadow. As a consequence, we might expect a relatively bright eclipse, possibly featuring a coppery red hue across the lower part of the moon, contrasted by a brighter upper rim. Interestingly, during the total phase, which will last 1 hour, binoculars and telescopes will reveal a 6th magnitude greenish point of light in the vicinity of the darkened moon, the planet Uranus. In fact, from central and northern Alaska and northern Canada, the moon will actually occult hide Uranus during totality, a very, very rare event. Look out for the eclipse coming soon. Think about it. It's already June. Soon. Tomorrow. Or the next day. So 3 months away. You should start planning. Get yourself some kick-ass binoculars or something. The moon eclipse are great because you can watch them. So we do have 31 days. Monday is the first. Gives you 3 months to prepare for this spectacular total eclipse of the moon event. No need to just watch it on video. Once you get your little fancy pants outside and do it yourself. You want to know the times? Moon enters penumbra 8:11 p.m. Moon enters umbra 9:07 p.m. Total eclipse begins 10:11 p.m. Mid totality 10:48 p.m. Total eclipse ends at 11:23 p.m. Moon leaves umbra 12:27 a.m. September 28th. Moon leaves penumbra 1:22 a.m. September 28th. Magnitude of the eclipse 1.276. Now, it didn't really give where you live, so I would suggest looking up those time zones to see when you could catch that eclipse for you. Well, I think really I'm just going to close the show up with my one and faithful song, Locked Up.
Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from my loneliness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from my loneliness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. what shady foes we become. Keep stabbing our brother in the back, this is what we'll get. What shady foes we become. Is it to the end, or can we re-evolve into something, something real? If ever again. What shady foes we become. Keep stabbing our brother in the back, this is what we'll get. What shady foes we become. Is it to the end, or can we re-evolve into something, something real? If ever again.
I'm back. It's Fire Moth Spirit Warrior here tuning in live in the Midwest. I've got 5 minutes left. Is pollution the real cause of what is killing us? I think so. I just don't think they want us to know. So right now I'm just going to do a little prayer. It is, Lord, help each and every one of us be more conscious of the fuels we burn and how we live. Maybe only take one outing to do errands, things like that, in the car. If you can, take a bike. If you can, walk. If you can, take the bus. That's about all we can do on a citizen level. And then we pray the huge corporations and legislations that own and produce the most pollution would get a conscience and figure out another way. And that we would see the change through this prayer and this meditation on a daily basis. Oh Lord, we ask for your forgiveness for not taking care of the earth, and that you would help us change our ways. And then we ask.
We are.
Much love to everybody. This is Fire Moss Spirit Warrior signing off. Have a beautiful weekend. C'est la vie.